Edwige Dantica writes about a Haiti you don't often hear of in the headlines, a poor country rich in tradition and cultural pride. Her novels and short stories explore the island nation's historical complexities, with themes that explain why so many Haitian Americans view their homeland with a pungent mix of love, regret, and repulsion. Dantica's latest book, The Dewbreaker, paints the portrait of an aging Haitian barber, now settled into a comfortably ordinary life in the States. His daughter has never fully understood her father. His past, his hideous facial scar, have all been a mystery, until he reveals his true identity from the days of the Duvalier regime in 1960s Haiti. He was a torturer, what Dantica calls a dewbreaker.
A dewbreaker is my translation of a Creole phrase, chouquette la rosée, which is literally someone who shakes the dew, a shaker or a stomper of the dew. And it was a name that was given to some representatives of the dictatorship at that time who terrorized people in their area. So it is a representation of sort of the extremes of what he does, in the same way that people try to break people's spirits, he tries to break the dew, which we know, you know, comes again and again each morning at dawn.
To fully inhabit your characters as a writer, it would seem that you'd have to place yourself in their shoes. But how difficult was it for you to place yourself, to imagine the soul of a man who had done such treacherous things?
Well, one way that I addressed that was to think of it, him, the dewbreaker, as any other character. And I think fiction allows for that broader nuance, in that on some level he is my creation. I don't have to be afraid of this character because I can control him in a way. He's sort of my prisoner inside the fiction. I didn't want to create a character that was all evil or a character that was all good. And because I think none of us are like that. You know, we all have a little bit of everything in us. And so I wanted not to make him overly sympathetic, but to make him complex, because I think we lose something and we do ourselves a disservice if we put people like that in a separate category and don't explore the circumstances that create them and the remedies that can sort of redeem them and save us really from them.
These decades of atrocities have created a cycle of revenge that still chokes the country to this day. And in reading your novel, it seems that despite all the terrible things that he's done, the book is as much about redemption as it is revenge.
I have a friend who says about Haiti that one of the things that sort of hinders us from moving on is that we've never really been allowed a good cry. We never have a time to pause and really heal. We just often find ourselves as a people moving towards the next crisis, or and recycle these people in our culture and in our midst. The book was not meant to offer forgiveness to this person or these kinds of people. I think that's up to the victims to decide whether they will forgive, and that's what all the characters really are struggling with. And I think that's something that we struggle with all the time. How do we move on, and how do we move on in a way that includes everyone?
Because of that connection to Haiti and because of the country's history, do you feel like you carry some special mantle, that you are in many ways a literary ambassador for a country that so many people get to know largely through news reports and headlines about political upheaval and poverty?
Well, I see myself as one of many ambassadors. You know, when I was growing up, my parents always said, when you leave this house, you represent Haiti, and that was, you know, that so we had to look clean, we had to look a certain way, because so many people had misconceptions about what Haitians looked like based on what sort of extreme images that they see, you know, because often we only see Haiti in the media at extreme times, you know, as we've been seeing recently. I hope, I always say that to people, I hope that when you read one of my books, that it'll make you more curious about Haiti, that it'll make you want to go out and read other things and look deeper at the situation. That's really all I can hope for, is that people will read something I've written and then look deeper beyond what they see in the newspapers to a rich culture, a proud and triumphant people. And it pains me to no end, you know, that it is the bicentennial of our independence, you know, 200 years later, that we're having this turmoil right now. But it doesn't erase, I think, all that we are and all that we've done.
Edwige Dantica, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Edwige Dantica, her latest work is called The Dewbreaker.